our top story in the evening edition. An alphabet system for banking and shopping at supermarket and hardware stores to be reintroduced from Sunday. This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley has announced the reintroduction from Sunday of an alphabet system for banking and shopping at supermarkets and hardware stores, and also announced the appointment of a high-level health communications team. She declared Barbados was not yet out of the woods, but in a much better position than a week ago in dealing with an upsurge in COVID-19 cases. Mask wearing also to be made mandatory in all public buildings and on all public transport, but the borders to remain open.
But I am now satisfied that we need to consult with the private sector and the unions that between Sunday, from Sunday on, we should be reintroducing the alphabet system for both supermarkets, hardware stores, and banks as we had earlier this year. Not because we're panicking, but out of an abundance of caution to be able to keep the numbers down.
Prime Minister Maltley also stressed the importance of communicating with the public on the pandemic situation and announced current Ambassador to the United Nations, Elizabeth Thompson, is moving to a new role as head of a new health communications unit that also includes the President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams.
I have asked Ambassador Elizabeth Thompson, who in fact I was recalling to work from home in Bridgetown as an ambassador plenipotentiary from the end of January, and I've asked her to bring forward that date immediately to this weekend so that she can come as a former Minister of Health and an effective communicator, and indeed as someone herself who suffered from COVID, to lead that process of communications so as to facilitate the rest of us being able to focus on that which we must execute. The second person in that group, and I'm very happy that I've been able to speak to the President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, who herself is not only a doctor but an epidemiologist, and she has agreed that she will serve on that. I have expressed our regret that the level of communications has not been as good as it should be, and I've agreed with Dr. Williams that we can do better. And to that extent, I've asked her to serve on this, and she has willingly agreed to be a part of this team.
Barbados's ambassador in China, Francois Jackman, replaces Ambassador Thompson at the UN. Ms. Maltley, as did the Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, apologized for delays with the test results, noting that the large volume of tests, including 2,000 in one day, created some difficulties. She said steps are being taken to resolve the problem, including there would be a new system to ensure better communication of the results, including compiling the results electronically. The Glebe and the Bradford Tate polyclinics, meanwhile, will be reserved for tests for people in the primary category, including frontline workers. Additional doctors and other medical personnel have been requested from the Cuban government. PAHO will send a virologist to train lab staff, and a mobile lab is to be purchased from the Chinese government. Meantime, the Prime Minister announced Barbados is seeking to expedite the purchase of vaccines and should get by the weekend what she called a handful. Those first four vaccines to be administered to about four people, including the head of infectious diseases, Dr. Corey Ford, the health minister, Lieutenant Colonel Bostick, and probably the Prime Minister herself. Meantime, the health minister announced the latest COVID-19 test results.
The tests for January 6, 2,004 tests were done with 34 new positives, and 8 persons were released from isolation. As of today, and this would be as of midday today, there were 1,431 tests done, 5 new positives, 8 persons to be released from isolation today, and there are other tests that are pending, as I indicated, and other tests that are being run. I would like to take this opportunity to really apologize to all persons who have experienced delays in getting back test results. This is because of the high volume of tests that are being done at the Best Dos Santos lab.
Earlier in the day, speaking on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Kenneth George, blamed the recent upsurge in COVID-19 cases here on a breakdown in adherence to protocols among Barbadians in late December, even as the risk increased with more visitors starting to arrive for the holidays. Curfew partying was a major concern.
The protocols have effectively worked for Barbados for a very long time. But what happened in December, there was a lot of internal mixing. The travel at the borders had increased and persons started to disobey the rules of Barbados. And those three things coming together has added to a soup that has arrived us in this situation. There have been some breakdowns with respect to how the public moves during the period. We know the issues we have seen, the risks that people have been taking around Christmas time, the parties that have taken place.
Dr. George also disclosed that the health authorities are currently investigating 4 COVID-19 clusters, but they are yet to identify patient zero. Barbados authorities have charged 3 more visitors for breaching quarantine, including Elliot Love, the boyfriend of reality star and former Miss Great Britain Zara Holland, who was recently fined $12,000 for a similar offense. Having completed his period in isolation at the Blackman Gullet Primary School, Mr. Elliott was served with a summons late yesterday. He appeared today before the chief magistrate at the District D Magistrate Court, pleaded guilty and was fined $8,000 to be paid in 7 days or 9 months in prison. Meantime, another UK couple has been released on bail pending payment of fines imposed yesterday for breaching quarantine. 46-year-old Andrew Luker and 42-year-old Julia Knightley. They were fined $6,000 each to be paid in 7 days, with the alternative of 9 months in prison if the fine is not paid. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union wants an urgent national meeting with all educational stakeholders, including the National Council of Parent Teacher Associations, in light of the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. The STU President, Mary Ann Redmond.
We have not had a chance to confer with, to offer recommendations, in any way to have any input as to how this term should operate and the implication of all that has transpired in the interim and the potential for what has to happen even in terms of exams. There are serious conversations that we need to have.
A police officer was injured in a 2-car collision this morning. The accident happened around 5:35 a.m. just outside of the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Government Hill, St. Michael. The church's guard wall was extensively damaged. The officer was traveling in a police vehicle. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will not attend his successor's swearing-in a day after his top aides cajoled him into releasing a video conceding he will soon be departing office. He'll be the first outgoing president to skip his replacement's inauguration in more than 150 years. It comes as Mr. Trump faces an uncertain final stretch in office. According to CNN, Mr. Trump only released the video condemning the attack on Capitol Hill after his daughter, Ivanka Trump, White House Counsel Pat Cipollone, and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and others told him there was a real chance he would be removed from office, whether by his own cabinet or lawmakers, if he did not more forcefully denounce the actions of his supporters who attempted an insurrection. Again, our top story. An alphabet system for banking and shopping at supermarkets and hardware stores to be reintroduced from Sunday. This announced by Prime Minister Mia Amor Mawley a short while ago. As she also announced the appointment of a high-level health communications team, as she declared Barbados was not yet out of the woods but in a much better position than a week ago in dealing with an upsurge in COVID cases. Prime Minister Motley stressed the importance of communicating with the public on the pandemic situation and announced current ambassador to the UN, Elizabeth Thompson, is moving to a new role as head of that new health communications unit. In the evening edition, from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.